Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Palm Sunday, the king offered. Crucifixion Wednesday, the king rejected. And Resurrection Sunday, the king triumphant. You are invited. Please be my guest for any or all of these Easter season messages at the Lighthouse. Just got back from Oregon today. Pretty busy trip. Kind of exhausted, really. But my heart is in the trim. It was a great meeting with Dr. Benny Beckham and Intercessor Ministries and the Northwest Regional Prayer Conference hosted by Victory Baptist Church and that church's wonderful pastor, Pastor Peel. Conservatives killed Jesus. Really? Yeah, wait for it. Deterrorizing tariffs. CCP economy depends on U.S. support. Hey, Mao, who's the paper tiger now? Zuckerberg is maneuvering into position to survive MAGA. The SCOTUS rulings demystified. AOC is all bent out of shape about a song trending by Classic Vinyl titled AOC. Opening line, we don't care that you look like a donkey. And chorus, AOC never been accused of being smart. AOC, you graduated last from Head Start. Okay. But you know what they say, AOC, when life gives you lemons. But wait, life did not give us lemons. The lemon is a man-made hybrid contrived by crossbreeding bitter oranges with citrons. Well, upon further research, actually, the lemon is a naturally occurring crossbreed or hybrid of older parent citrus varieties. AOC, however, is a hybrid creature and dude produced by crossbreeding artificially exaggerated low intelligence manufactured by public school indoctrination with bitter, God-hating Marxism. Anyway, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Palm Sunday, the king offered. Crucifixion Wednesday, the king rejected. And Resurrection Sunday, the King Triumphant. Please be my guest for any or all of these Easter season messages at the Lighthouse. Conservatives killed Jesus? Really? This provides a worldview context within which to understand world affairs. Okay, first, I'm a conservative. I'm conservative in my faith, in my politics, my morals, and if I had been there the day the crowd cried, "Crucify him," I would have protested against the injustice. I'm not saying conservatism killed Jesus. I said conservatives did. We need Christian conservatism. You see, my friend, there were two factions or parties in the Jewish religio-political world when Christ ministered in the streets of Jerusalem on Mount Olivet and on the banks of Galilee. One sect was called the Pharisees and the other the Sadducees. The Pharisees were the conservative faction and the Sadducees were the liberals. For example, the Pharisees took the law of Moses literally and seriously. They believed in the activity of angels in the world, in miracles, the resurrection to eternal reward or judgment. They believed God's promise to send the Messiah into the world who would restore the kingdom to Israel and rule that kingdom and the world from David's throne. However, they rejected the Messiah God sent to them because he did not come up within their ranks. He was an outsider and a nonconformist with radical ideas that exposed their hypocrisy to the people. Furthermore, his popularity threatened to displace them, to take their place in the hearts of the people, and interfere with their hold and influence over the population. So while the Pharisees had a lot going for them, and in fact Jesus selected almost all of his disciples from that party, they were only fair, you see. The Sadducees, by contrast, rejected a literal interpretation of Moses, denied the miraculous, denied that angels interacted with men, and denied the resurrection. So they were sad, you see. Okay. That's the way it was taught to me in Bible college. At the time of Christ's crucifixion, the Pharisees controlled the government of Jerusalem. The conservative party held power. They were the ones that led the people to choose Barabbas and to crucify Jesus. Now, there's much irony here. They falsely accused Jesus of insurrection and demanded he be crucified, but asked for Barabbas to be released, who did, in fact, commit insurrection. The evidence they cited to prove their accusation of insurrection against Jesus was that he declared himself to be the promised Messiah, the Christ, the promised King of Israel, which, by the way, was true. That's the triumphal entry, by the way. But anyway, John the Baptist and Jesus Christ continually declared the kingdom of God was at hand, that the time had been fulfilled. However, Jesus testified that his kingdom was not of this world. It was spiritual in character. He told those Pharisees this when they demanded he declare to them when the kingdom of God should come. He answered, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Invisible. After Jesus gave this answer to the Pharisees, he turned to his disciples and explained that the days would come when they would long to see even one of the days of the Son of Man, but they would not see it. And he warned them that some will take advantage of their desire to see him and say, well, he's here or he's there. But Jesus informed them in advance that they should not follow these deceivers. And then he explained with regard to his return to the earth, there will be no mistaking it. His return to the earth would be like flashing lightning that everybody sees easily and clearly. In other words, the return of the Lord will be with observation, as he testifies in all of his second coming prophecies, Matthew 24 and so on. The kingdom that Jesus presented to the Jews is the kingdom that comes without observation. All who confess Jesus is Lord and believe he arose from the grave and will call on his name to be saved, they are right now invisibly but literally translated into his kingdom, the one that comes without observation. We are made kings and priests unto God in this kingdom, and we are organized in his ecclesia, or ecclesia, and that's the Greek word that's translated church, and it refers to the regularly convening body appointed by a Greek state to conduct its business for a period, for a term. Interesting. And that identifies his regularly convening or assembling of the body of Christ that is organized under Christ as its head and led by his Spirit to fulfill his work in the earth today, which is to preach this gospel of the kingdom to all the world as a witness to every nation. Jesus said that once this is accomplished, then shall the end come. And that's when Christ comes for us. We will meet him in the air and be ushered into heaven, where we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. After this, we will be presented to Christ and return with him to the earth. And that's going to come with observation, friend. And at that time, he will establish his physical kingdom on the earth. Presently, his kingdom operates in the world, fulfilling the duties outlined in the parables of the kingdom. The kingdom of God, as it is now presented, has real authority in this world. After Jesus arose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," Matthew 28:18. And before, he had told the disciples that his church would be given the keys of the kingdom. Now, the word power here translates a Greek word that means authority or right to rule. Jesus is king of the earth right now. John, by the Spirit, said in Revelation 1:5 that Jesus is prince, that's archon, the first in rank or power, the magistracy, the ruler of the kings of the earth. Paul, by the same Spirit, said Jesus is placed above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Do you catch that? Most Christians today see only the reign of Christ that is over the world which is to come. They refuse to see him as the king of the kingdom of God that is in the world right now. When we declare Jesus as king, we affirm the witness of the Spirit concerning him. This is how we know the Spirit of God. The Bible says, "Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." And the word Christ identifies him as the promised Messiah, the king who would come and return the kingdom to Israel and then be its king and rule over all the world through that kingdom. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. There are many deceivers who deny the present reign of Christ over all the kingdoms of the world. They flatly deny what John said in Revelation 1:5. The Bible says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an antichrist. And right now, Christ's spirit in the children of obedience moves through them to assert his rule and his reign in this earth, while the spirit of Antichrist works in the children of disobedience to oppose the work of Christ in this earth. That's the story, my friend. Now, you're invited to attend our special Easter season worship services, Palm Sunday, the King offered, Crucifixion Wednesday, the King rejected, and Resurrection Sunday, the King triumphant. Please be my guest for any or all of these Easter season messages at the Lighthouse. Every first-time visitor will receive God's War, a hardbound book with over 400 pages presenting a deep dive into the subject of Christ's present reign. Every Christian must read this book. It retails at $41. Our bookstores have it for, I think, between $22 and $25 plus shipping. You can order it online through Amazon and as an ebook through several outlets. Just search the words God's War with my first or last name. The easiest way is just put in the search bar God's War Jerry. And it'll pop up right away all over the place. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, A-Books, Thrift Books. But why do that? Just come on by on Palm Sunday, 9:30, 10:45, or 5 p.m., or the following Wednesday at 7 p.m., or Easter Sunday at 9:30, 10:45 a.m., or 5 p.m., and I'll personally hand you a copy with my compliments. I'll even sign it if you like. If you ask nice. Okay, my dear friends, hold on to the break. I'll be right back with some commentary on the news from within a biblical worldview.
Hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandate. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandate.
Have you ever heard of cellular tea? The healing properties of tea are well known. I put the link in my notes right here to examine this particular product. The formula was put together by Andrew St. Wilson in collaboration with medical doctors, NASA scientists, PhD herbalists. My wife heard about this tea and she wanted to start us on it. And she noticed that some hot flash problem she was dealing with went away. This stuff has been connected with testimonies of people dealing with cancer, multiple statements from people who testified helped them beat cancer, and some pretty serious people have taken all that very seriously. And as I mentioned, my wife said it stopped her hot flashes, and I was there for that one. Anyway, we talked about it and decided to take a distributorship for cellular tea. Use Becky SMT at google.com to place your order. Or when you call into the show to give me your lights on or lights off, just say cellular tea and leave your number so she can call you back. Okay, let's get back to our show.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps to the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Deterrorizing tariffs. All the panic over tariffs, it's going to be another pop, pop, fizz, fizz, fizzle, like Signalgate was. Notice how that one has already faded away, just as I prophesied. Okay. They called Reagan the Teflon president because no matter what Democrats threw at him, nothing would stick. Well, Trump is the newer, safer, longer-lasting ninja never-stick Teflon president anyway. Canada's new PM, Prime Minister, threw shimmy-eyes dust and stamped his size 7 $2,000 shoes. I don't know his shoe size, but I did hear about the price he pays for them. I think he weighs in at a buck or two over 150. He's about 5'9", I think. So, yeah, I guess he wears a 7. I'm just having a little bit of fun, like Jesus, who called Herod that fox, or Elijah, who chided the Baal worshippers anyway, like Shimei, who hated David and mocked him and threw dust in the air, stamping his little feet and throwing a fit, and David ignoring him until the little guy wore himself out with his foolishness. Only in Shimei's case, he ended up with his own curses falling upon his own pate later. But Mark Carney, he was smarter. He wised up and thought better of his ranting and admitted America is a critically needed ally in this very dangerous world, and good for him. And by the way, try to find this backtracking, waffling statement on any search, even DuckDuckGo. I've got it here for you. I got a link for you. A reporter asked him, Carney, about his prior comments, saying that the relationship between America and Canada is over, and asked, does this mean that the U.S. is no longer our ally? Or phrase the question this way, is the U.S. still our ally? You need to watch it, because it's really obvious the little boy is realizing he might have, spoke too soon too much. He had thrown his little fit, and now he's, eating his crow. He said, quote, look, the U.S. is absolutely our ally. It's our ally in security and defense partnerships. It's our most important security ally. You notice the emphasis there? We don't want to be without the protection of America. For example, he went on to say, it's still, even with these tariffs, our largest trade partner. End quote. Now, I guess China blew some of the dust he was throwing up over Trump's tariffs back into his own eyes when he went to China to see if he can make a deal. And China responded by saying, yeah, sure, and we'll charge you 100% tariffs. Go figure. And if you figure that out, cue me in, because that's a little bit weird. I would have thought a different response from China. Vietnam ends tariffs. The UK Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, another one who started stamping his size 8s, has cooled down as reality settled in. He reaches out to Trump now for a new trade deal to remove tariffs, end quote. And about fearsome China. The fact is, folks, the CCP economy depends on U.S. support. In a wartime scenario, Americans convinced that the CCP is an aggressive enemy, and we pull away from anything made in China type thing and go shopping elsewhere, China's done, friend. It collapses. I don't know exactly how God will break the oppression of communism off the necks of our fellow believers in China, but it's going to happen. I've been praying for this for years, and I just believe in my spirit it's going to happen. Xi and the Mao Marxists are going to face their own Shimei moment when he was taken out, and that oppressor will be broken. Perhaps the CCP are already beginning to feel it. And this might explain the relatively soft answer on Trump's tariffs on the CCP manufacturing. Trump laid 50% on the CCP, and they whimpered back with a 34% retaliation. But remember, that's an increase on top of the 20% they're already charging us. Plus, CCP charges an additional 15% on imports of coal and liquefied natural gas from the U.S. It looks like China is reciprocating our reciprocation. it's juvenile. Bottom line, fair trade, folks. Even up. Trump will go toe-to-toe with Xi, and we will outlast them, just like Reagan did to the Soviet Union. They wanted to talk tough and deal unfairly and dishonestly with us regarding nukes. Okay? So Reagan's response, we'll build a shield. Star Wars, I think it was called, and neutralize your threat entirely. We'll outspend you 10 to 1 in any arms race you want to run. And we did. And the Soviet Empire collapsed. The CCP dragon is about to puff its last little puff, the magic dragon, okay? And that will come out of its smoldering puffs of fire. Who is the paper dragon that boasted there is no God? But the CCP state, see, that promised to eradicate China of God and of faith and the whole world, by the way, of Christianity, a puff. And the smoke rises and swirls up into nothing. Like Reagan prophesied, the Soviet Union would end up on the trash heap of history. Make room. whatever pain we might suffer in the progress and process, in the end, Christ reigns, and the raging heathen will hear the laughter of the throne of the Almighty God. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way. Does Trump want to end all tariffs, or does he want to fund the government here via revenue from tariffs in order to ease the tax burden on the American people? Well, either result is acceptable, which, by the way, is the very best negotiating position possible. And we all know who wrote The Art of the Deal. Zuckerberg is maneuvering into position to survive MAGA. Fox News reports Meta will officially, this is quote, officially end fact-checking on Facebook, Instagram, and its other U.S. platforms, end quote, hallelujah. Roberts, the Chief Justice, is a problem, folks. He has been compromised. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And we need to pray that this will be revealed and made public knowledge. Something has Amy scared. Pray for her to be strengthened for the spiritual warfare swirling all around her and her family and the entire court. Alex Jones issued a judicial coup alert. Did you know that when patriots were trying to get their cases heard before the district courts to expose the election fraud that went on in 2020? It was Chief Justice Roberts who expressly instructed the lower courts, do not hear these cases. Did you catch that, friends? This allowed the insurrectionists to push the lie that, see, there's no evidence, or the courts would have heard the cases. They threw them out. When that was never the truth. It was always about some specious argument about standing and nonsense like that. Now, it turns out that Roberts is a friend to this guy, Eisen, who is on record declaring his plan to stop Trump, which of course means stop MAGA, which means stop American patriots, which, you know, the people who voted for Trump and did not vote for Eisen or Roberts or any of these people, and don't listen to these wicked weasels try to establish the idea that half the country hates Trump. They're trying to work that in and make it kind of an established thing. It's not true. With all of their cheating, if that was true, Kamala would be president right now. I won't have time to bring out what Elon learned. The entire illegal wave was orchestrated specifically to create Democrat voters. That whole wave of immigrants, it was on purpose orchestrated to create Democrat voters. Yeah, he and many of them have been found to have been registered to vote. He brings the receipts. He proves it. I'll go into it Saturday night for the Brain Massage Live with all the fraud they pulled in 2024 election for Trump to have won so massively means he probably got well over 81 million, maybe even 85 million votes. And that it is far more likely than not that 80% or more of the country actually supports his policies and agenda. So this unelected globalist truth-hating demon has openly declared, that's Eisen now, friend of Roberts, his plan to stop the American people from taking their country back by launching 100 lawsuits against Trump. And he happens to have a friend in the Supreme Court. They want to coordinate their protesters with their lawfare in order to create the impression of a massive movement building up against Trump. Don't buy it. It's a lie. The Soros Mafia with Eisen and Roberts in the shadow, with Eisen and then Roberts in the shadows, I should say, are working to overthrow the people's choice, the people's vote, and the people's rule. And you can check it out right here in this link. Now, why does our ambassador to Europe have a 150-room mansion? A headquarters for the globalists? Yeah. Roberts spent, I think it was a week with this guy, Eisen, a European globalist who absolutely hates Donald Trump, as I pointed out, and wants to bring all law under globalist control. Yeah, Roberts is a friend of this fiend, and they worked together reconstructing European law, forming plans for a legal system supporting a world court. But they don't control all of the court. The SCOTUS ruled the United States must pay foreign aid contracts for work already done. That's very different from the spin you're hearing from the kill deer birds, a.k.a. Democrats. That's a little obtuse. The kill deer bird has the absurd habit of calling out their location to predators. Democrat nut jobs have the absurd habit of attacking Tesla equipped with cameras recording them in the act. And these Democrats keep pointing the finger at themselves for doing everything they're accusing of us doing. That's what's going on. But we do have a serious problem on the SCOTUS. Latest example of the Roberts problem. I wanted to show you that story because it means that the Roberts plant doesn't have complete sway over the court. All right. But he does have significant influence. The latest example of the Roberts problem. While the court did the right thing and granted the Trump administration's emergency plea to stop a Massachusetts court, a lower court ordered to reinstate the $250 million for the Department of Education teacher training program, well, Roberts joined the liberals in dissent. Okay, I've got to wrap it up. Join me for my Brain Massage Live podcast Saturday night. I go on at around 7 p.m. It varies because my schedule varies. Find me on X, Facebook, Rumble, LinkedIn. Use at Scheidbach or at J. Scheidbach. Or just search my name or the church name, Lighthouse Baptist Church. You'll find us. Make plans to visit us Palm Sunday or that following Wednesday for Crucifixion Wednesday. And then Easter services. And if you're a first-time visitor, I'm going to give you a free copy of my book, God's War. I've lit the lamps, the church belfry arch. Now you call in and let me know you see that they are on. You call 1-805-314-2114. And here's the deal. You know, I labor hard to put these shows out there. You do me the favor, the courtesy, if you want to call it that, of just calling in real quick, doesn't take you but a moment, and just say, lights on or lights off. Real simple. Or give me a message. I'd love to hear from you. And I listen to all my messages. And if you want me to call you back, please say so. And I would be glad to do that. So that's our listener response hotline. And the number again is 1-805-314-2114. Or you can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. All one word, lowercase. You know the drill. Find the contact us button. Click on it. Fill in the blanks. It's real simple, very straightforward, very quick. And send me a message. You could just, you know, say lights on or lights off. You don't have to give me a letter or something like that. But I do love to hear from you. I like to hear you share your thoughts about the topics I touch on in the radio show. I always consider it very, very helpful for me to get a more and more clear idea of who you are out there. Okay, you're a relatively new audience for me, many of you. And so please make the content, make the effort to give me a lights on or a lights off. And do that by calling 1-805-314-2114. That's 805-314-2114. Or go to our website, brainmassage.net, and send me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.